Jill Pest Control, so Jason.
Hey, Jason, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing
today? How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm reaching out to you, we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard yesterday regarding Google Guarantees. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I was clicking to see like if it gave more information or what that even was.
Okay. Is this a good time now to go through it?
Yeah, I've got a few minutes.
Okay, awesome. So first off, have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
I'm not positive. So I've done like the Google verification thing. We got to like...
Yeah, that's for the map.
Video of your business and
yes,
all
sir.
That, yeah.
So Google Guarantee is different. What it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And in my opinion, it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
Okay.
These leads from Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, right, if you schedule an appointment with them to go out, or if you quote them over the phone, give them pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Oh.
If it's anything okay. other than that, like let's say it's a solicitation call, or a service you don't provide, anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so that works kind of like, so I use Angie Leads, except the difference there is they charge me for the phone call.
Correct.
Like they'll send me the lead, and then if nobody, most of the time nobody answers the phone is a problem that I have. So they'll charge me like, you know, 28 or 30 bucks for the lead, and then I end up leaving a message on their phone and can't ever get a hold of them.
Yeah, so the major difference between this and Angie's, Thumbtack, and Networks, right, is for one, you don't share the lead. They're picking you and, like, calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. Another difference is it comes through via phone call. So we don't send you the lead for you to call. They're calling you. And the best difference is it has an automatic dispute system. So the way they do that, every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed program, and I'll go into the qualifications in a second, but once you get approved, it's not your phone number up there. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, and it's monitored by an AI, basically. So like Google Bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on that part, it works a little bit like your guys' number where you can track who's calling through your guys' stuff. Okay.
Very similar, yeah, but this, it'll be Google's own rotating number, and it's recorded by their AI, basically, is how it works.
Right,
you know?
Okay. So basically, they charge you when the customer actually calls you.
Correct. They have to call you, and you have to either schedule an appointment or quote them. So if it's, like, out of your radius, or if it's a service you don't have listed in your subcategories, which I'll go over in a second, that would disqualify it from a qualified lead as well. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed.
Right. Okay.
So it shows me you're going to need a MO State pesticide dealer license or an MO State commercial applicator license. Do you have either one of those?
Yeah, I'm a licensed applicator through the state of Missouri.
Applicator. Okay, perfect. And then the other requirement, you're going to need liability insurance on the company. Do you currently have that?
Well, right now I'm doing a bond.
Okay.
But I can get a policy if I need to. I've been planning on doing that anyway. So in Missouri, to have a commercial license, you know, for pesticides, you have to either have a bond or a liability policy, either one. So I went with the bond at the time because it was cheaper.
Got it, got it. So give me 1 second. Let me create a test account so I can let you know the amount you would need, okay? Give me
okay.
One quick sec here. Du-du-du-du-du. All right. Live accounts. And then I'll go over the lead fees and all that too in just a second.
Okay. I can tell you state-wise, I have to have at least 50,000 if I do an actual insurance policy for my license.
Got it. It's probably going to be the same, but I just want to make sure, you know, if you're going to go out and get it, you know the exact amount. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Give me one quick sec. All right. Pest control. I've asked our Google rep for a faster way to do this, and she told me this is the fastest way. You just got to create a test account.
Okay.
You know. All right, let's see. So get started. While I'm pulling this up too, another key benefit to Google Guaranteed is you don't just have to target like your local area. You could target your entire service radius as long as you are licensed and insured for those areas. So basically anywhere in the state, you know what I'm saying? If you go out of state, that's the only time it usually requires a different license, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And do you know roughly what they charge for each lead?
I know the exact amount. So the, I have it right here. The cost per qualified lead for the pest control vertical, it's $40 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget too. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like I got a guy in New York, he does a 200 lead budget a month, but he does the whole state, you know, and he's got like multiple crews. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's going to be at $520. That's for 13 leads. Okay.
Okay.
Now the way your lead budget works too, is it does roll over. So to give you an example, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads and you took on 13 qualified leads. Like you scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $520 to replenish your lead budget. Now let's say you took on, 40 is easy math. So let's say you took on three qualified leads. And you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got three qualified leads that month, the following month, you won't be charged $520, you'll be charged for those three leads. So 40 times three, which is $120, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay.
And then we don't charge either whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's submitting the license, insurance, and Google does also require a background check as well.
Right. And I, whatever I started to do, I might have been confused between the two. I did a background through Google, so I don't know if I'd have to redo it because I had an email saying they're sending it to the Pinkerton.
Oh, so you started your Google Guaranteed application process then. Did you do that on your own?
Yeah, so I probably thought that was, I was trying to get listed, you know, with the maps.
I probably thought that's what it was,
and I thought, boy, that's a lot of trouble to get listed on maps.
They don't require that for the maps. That's only for Google Guaranteed. So you already started a Google Guaranteed application process then.
I did, because I did get an email saying that my background was cleared from the Pinkertons.
Okay.
So I don't know if that'd still be good or if they'd have to redo it. That was probably, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago.
No, it'd still be good. Give me 1 second. Let me check. You don't have an active listing on there. So what you would have to do, okay, you would have to sign into your Google Guaranteed account. It's called a CID, like a customer ID number. And you have to finish the verification process, basically. Probably the thing that's tying you up is the insurance. Because
you know what? Now that you say that, they did keep sending me emails about downloading insurance, and I kept downloading my bond policy.
That's why I didn't go through. So you need a certificate of an insurance document that clearly shows the amount of liability insurance and the expiration date, and that amount is $50,000.
Right. Okay. Yeah. See, I think in my mind, and it's probably because I need a policy. So the bond is through a regular carrier with a policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I might need to do the policy instead, the liability policy. But I thought at the time I gave up on it. But I thought the problem was it would only let me submit one document.
No.
In my policy, when it was issued, or in my bond policy, it was issued last year for 1 year. And when I renewed it, instead of giving you a new policy, they just send you a letter that says it's been renewed for a year.
Right.
And I could only download one or the other.
Yeah.
For some reason when I was trying to do it. So.
So we have a way to attach multiple. We have a rep over there, but really, even if you attach both of them, it would have denied it. What they want to see is they want to see your liability insurance. What it's called is an accord document, ACORD. What I'll do is I'm going to shoot you an email titled Google Guaranteed, okay? And I'm going to reply to the email with the cost per lead, what the minimum budget requirement is. I'm going to copy and paste your subcategories too in your vertical. That way you could just see them in writing. And then I'm going to also put the, like from Google, the insurance required, and I'll put a, an example form of what's needed. Okay.
Okay.
Just so you can see all of it, but give me one sec. Then budget. And you already submitted your license to them, right?
Sounds yes.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. It sounds like it's just the insurance then that's holding you up. And it might be – hold on. Let me check your reviews too. One second. Oh, you're golden on reviews. I think it requires – here, I'll tell you the exact amount. It requires 3 reviews to activate your Google Guaranteed page. So you already have 16. So you're golden there.
Are you sure you're looking at the right one? I didn't think I had any reviews yet.
Shield Pest Control. Hold on. Oh, I am not. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go into your listing from our
data. Yeah. I don't think I have any yet.
Yes, I can't find it.
Because I was never using Google until I got with you guys because I'd never finished the process.
Right,
so
right.
So I just now started using it like here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you're right. You have 0. So what you're going to want to do too is as you're getting that insurance, start getting reviews on your Google page. It could be previous clients, new clients, even friends and family members. It doesn't matter. You just need 3 reviews on there in order to activate your Google Guaranteed page.
Okay.
Did they send you a review link yet? Let me check.
Yes, I do
they
have
did.
A review link.
Okay, yeah. So you can use that too. It's super easy when you send it. All they do is click on it and it pulls up the 5 stars. They write something nice about you. It just makes it easy for them to be able to leave the review, you know?
Okay, yeah, I can work on it. I hadn't done it yet because Angie was kind of messed everything up for me. They kept pushing me to get reviews through them.
Right.
And I contacted a bunch of my good long-term clients and said, hey, can you guys leave reviews? And they do some weird thing where after the people took the time to get on there, fill out all the questions they had, mm-hmm. then they tried calling them, and a couple
really?
Of them got really mad that they were getting calls from Angie's Leads to verify it was really them. And then I called and yelled at Angie's Leads, and they basically told me all that was a big effort to keep people from putting fake reviews or something on their page.
So, that's crazy. Yeah, Google doesn't do that. They're not going to call your reviews.
Yeah, I told Angie's List never call my clients again because one of them almost left me over it. They just don't want, and I understand, they don't want to get phone calls from places. I already took time to write a review.
Yeah, no, for sure, but, for sure. I didn't know they do that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're kind of a pain. I'm hoping to not use them anymore.
Yeah, and what's, I have some clients that keep paying Angie's just to keep their reviews up because they have like 200, 300 reviews on there. So, like, what you're going to want to do is start getting all those reviews on Google, obviously, over time, because those
right.
reviews stay with you. If you end up leaving Angie's at any point, then let's say after the year is done, like, when you paid for your subscription, what happens is all your reviews leave, too, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm shooting you that email. So, the sample, just so you know, the sample certificate of liability insurance I'm sending you, ignore the amounts on there. It's just a sample so you could see what the document looks like. But I also put above that what Google is requiring for your vertical and area. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Okay. I can do that.
Okay. So let me also, I'm going to shoot you a text with my direct line and extension. So once you get the insurance like kind of taken care of, right, feel free to call me and we'd love to work with you. We will need you to finish your application process, though. That way it's just smooth sailing, and we'll show you how to add us on as manager if you want us to manage it for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So yep. let me shoot you that text. Do you have any questions for me right now?
I don't think okay. so. It's helped. Like I said, I had never used Google stuff before, so I think I was just confused between the guaranteed and the verification for maps.
For sure.
And then I got with you guys. You guys finished the maps thing for me.
Yeah, the map will typically require a video verification or an advanced verification, mm-hmm. but they don't require a background. So you just went in and created a local service ad account, essentially, you know, for Google Guaranteed. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right. So I'm glad you clicked on that. Oh, one other thing, too. When you see the subcategories in the email I sent you, you don't have to turn all of those on. You only want to turn on the type of leads that you want, and I'll explain that in more in detail once we activate that thing for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. Great talking to you, Jason. Thank you so much for being a client. And if you ever have any questions or once you get that insurance squared away, feel free to call, text, or email me, whichever is easier for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. That sounds good.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
All
right. Thank you for your time.
You too. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks.